This is Pedro from My Stuttering Life podcast, and you are listening to The Guru Warrior. If you want to be inspired, if you want to hear the real truth and listen to some flow-nastic music, that's right, I said flow-nastic, then check out The Guru Warrior. I can't wait to hear what she's talking about today. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Guru Warrior Show. It is Whack It Wednesday. Of course, I'm gonna whack everybody. You know what I'm saying? Gail King, please. I mean, Sister Gail, come on. You're not Oprah. Don't do shit like that. It's wrong. Apologize, okay? That's all we want. You know, it's Black History Month. Let's do it together. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Okay, there we go. Come on, let's hold hands. Wish Rosa Parks happy birthday, you know. Think about the Underground Railroad. Let's think about all the shit that happened in the past since the Orange Man has become president. Not just Black people, Latinos, women, gay people. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. We need to wake up and we need to splash some cold water on their faces when we head into 2020 in November and get ready to vote, because we need people like Patricia Hawthorne, which is our newest artist, and I'm introducing her from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Of course, you know, I think I've been there, you know, and people are so nice. It's not like in New York where they throw you your change and say, fuck off at McDonald's, you know, where you're supposed to have a happy good time. In New York, they're like, I don't even want to touch your motherfucking ass. Here's your hamburger. Step back a couple of miles and I'll throw that shit to your ass. I'm just kidding. I don't want to be sued by the McDonald's Corporation. I'm just fucking around. It's not like that. But however, you know, teenagers are pretty grumpy because, you know, cost of living is fucked up, Mr. Trump, you know. And just in case you didn't realize, Trump, it's not a very good card to have when you're playing cards. Not even when you're playing tarot cards. Trump is no good. Boys and girls, if you have not realized it by now, you know, we need somebody like Patricia Hawthorne to give us some, you know, realization and to sing us into a better day, brighter day. So, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to my newest artist, Patricia Hawthorne. She's an R&B artist out of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, where Mama Jones will be appearing, okay? If you're in Philadelphia, you can go check Mama Jones out. She will be there representing love and hip-hop. New York City, she'll make her appearance. You're going to have to check out my Instagram page, TheGuru_Warrior at Instagram. You know where I am on Facebook, The Guru Warrior at Facebook. So if you want to know all that information, very cool for you, you know. But please have a listen, because this is some very inspirational music that we need right now. Because things are not actually going the way we want them to. By the way, ask a little kid. Ask any little kid you know. Do you know the fucking Black National Anthem? Any little kid. Because right now, at this point, white kids, Black kids, everybody knows hip-hop. So why not know the Black National Anthem when we know the national anthem, you know, rockets red blare, bombs bursting in the air, you know, okay, my country, 'tis of thee. So why don't you know the anthem for the women that actually sent motherfuckers to the moon off of a fucking 1973 cell phone? You know, come on, guys. You know, the first black man that did heart surgery but did not get credit for it. There's a whole bunch of shit, you know. So it's time to make education right. It's time to educate our children about money. It's time to educate our children about, you know, energy that's absolutely positively free, that we should not be paying for stuff like this. It is time to realize that actually we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, define, you know, come on. What are we doing? It is 2020. When I was a kid in 2000, you know, teachers used to ask us, what do you see the year 2000 to be? We drew pictures of flying fucking cars. Okay? Why are the cars not flying? They're driving themselves, but they can be hacked. A president can go on Twitter and give away all the world's information and put people down of certain races and cultures. That is not freedom. Freedom is not free. If you believe that this is freedom, well, just bend over. Okay? Take it like a real man or woman. If you believe freedom is something else, then make a change. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't be absent. It's 2020. It's time to realize our vision of freedom. Because if we don't, it's gonna become a monarchy. And really, I don't think America is supposed to have a king or queen, because that's like not what, you know, these people who were abandoned by Britain decided that they wanted to do. However, you know, I have family that is actually from the UK, and, you know, the monarchy in the UK is just like a decoration on a Christmas tree now. They don't really mean anything. Do you understand? Freedom is not free unless you decide to stand up for what you believe in. Black, white, brown, red, yellow, orange, green, whatever you are, please understand this and listen to Patricia as she sings us a beautiful song. It's your girl, the Guru. Thanks for listening. Peace. I'm out.
Hope in the face of difficulty.
We can never.
Hope in the face of uncertainty.
We can never.
The audacity of hope. Hope.
We got love. We got hope.
We got love, we got freedom, we got hope, and we're gonna sing. don't laugh. We're just gonna have a little fun, okay?
Listening to some of your episodes. I'm binge listening to you today. I know you're not feeling all that great, but I'm here to give you a swift kick in the ass to make you feel better. All right? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, hey, thank you always for stopping by on my show. I actually gave you a shout out on my latest episode, Variety episode 43. Stop on by if you want to listen, but I talk about Valentine's Day. I talk about a little bit of the politics and some other shit, consumer affairs. So it's always good to hear your voice. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you sooner, but you know what? You're always in my thoughts and you're always in my prayers. Have a good one.
Yo, what's up, Jason? Look, people like you is what makes the world go round. If there weren't people like you and I in this world, I really don't think that we would even have a world. It would probably just blow up and incinerate, you know, start all over again. Somebody would have to build Noah's Ark. Who knows? Might be you and I be fainted with the task of building an ark to save a few people. Like, answer me this, or riddle me this, Batman. If you had to build an ark, who would you put on that ark? Huh? I wouldn't save roaches because I live in the city, you know. So that's out. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. Thanks for calling. I'm out.
Real people do real things.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what is happening and what is going on with you, the Guru Warrior? What's up, what's happening? Oh man, I had just been all over the place, but I had to take this time to call in and say, what the hell is going on? I miss you. You know what? We need to get this, these anchor people like we used to be, you know what I'm saying? We need to all keep in touch with each other. You know what I mean? Yeah, but special shout out to the Guru. That's right. You are now listening to the Guru Warrior. Rah.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to February. February is Black History Month, and as you all know, I am so mixed that, you know, it doesn't really even make a difference. But as far as people are concerned, I am brown and I am the enemy. And this is Trump's America. And it's not a good America because that's not the America I grew up in. I mean, I've been through Jimmy Carter. I've been through Reagan. I've been through Clinton, who We actually dubbed him as the honorary black guy because he went on the Arsenio Hall show, you know? So, as far as America was concerned, he was like the dude, you know? Guru is a little concerned about some shit that's been going on in the world. But, right now, I am not well, you know. For the past week and a half, I've been suffering from a cough and a cold. And I don't know, it's the flu. I don't know. I don't want to go to the hospital and people tell me I got the coronavirus and shit, you know, because I have lupus. It's very probable that I have come around with some shit like that because I was watching a report on the coronavirus. I could catch a cold from watching the motherfucking television, you know, so I am very careful at this point. But, happy birthday to Rosa Parks, who told us that, we don't sit on the back of the bus, you know? Only rowdy motherfuckers sit on the back of the bus. So stop sitting on the back of the bus. Get your asses up and motherfucking vote this orange piece of shit out of the office. I mean, you know, I understand corruption as much as you do. And, you know, if you grew up in New York like I have, you understand what the mafia is. And as far as I'm concerned, the government now is behaving like the mafia. And the fact that, you know, our president doesn't even know what Pearl Harbor Day was or that Kansas City is in Missouri. I mean, come on. Did he even graduate from high school? Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we have made a serious mistake. And, you know, I understand, you know, if you're from the South and you're thinking, yeah, you know, coal all the way, you know, we want to have our jobs back and stuff. No, African Americans, no, he didn't do shit for us. The only thing he's done is divide and separate us and make us feel like an episode of Sun Tzu's Art of War. And if you've ever read any of the books that he has published, which I doubt he has written, he is all about the art of war. And the art of war says divide, conquer, separate the people, and make them feel less. He wants a kingdom, not a country. You know, those united should not be divided. Ladies and gentlemen, he said nothing about Kobe. He did not even listen to intelligence when they said, hey, China is holding back the fact that they knew about the coronavirus, you know, like a month and a half before they even said anything. And some of us are receiving things from China. And from what I understand from reading on the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, saying that if somebody who had the control, you know, the coronavirus, sneezed on some shit that you ordered off of, I don't know, any website that comes out of China that you're ordering cheap shit from, you could have the virus. It takes 14 days. And then it acts like it goes away and comes back. And then, boom, your ass drops on the floor. Facebook has done everything that they possibly can to hide this shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready for a pandemic. I hate to say this. So, guess what? The best thing that you could do? Hot water and soap. Black soap. Black soap. You can use sage. Sage protects you from evil. It also is a disinfectant. Elderberry helps as a cough and cold thing. You can take elderberry and make it as a tea. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, take your probiotics, you know. Make sure that every time you touch anything, that any child is touched, anybody is touched. You know, let's go back to being like they do in Asia where they wear masks. Let's not spread this disease, okay? And let's not spread this, the disease of hate, because it's fucked up and it needs to stop. So let's get in there and get somebody in here in the United States that's gonna act like a grown-up and stop with the Twitter thing and not give very racist motherfuckers the presidential award of honor. Really? That was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I mean, the guy is a complete racist. Really? I mean, and then he keeps talking about, oh, well, black people gave black people this. Black people, I gave you this, I gave you that. You didn't give a shit. You keep having us arrested. You're making black men feel like they're next to nothing. I mean, our children have high anxiety issues. No, no, no. This is not America, ladies and gentlemen. This is turning into Russia. And if your eyes are not open, turn your bed around and sleep towards the north. Because if you're believing the rhetoric that's going on, then you are not a child of the light. You're lost. Okay? You're lost. And I don't care if you believe in gun control and all that other shit, but, you know, you're being sold wolf tickets. When I was a little kid, my father told me that wolf tickets was like, you know, what they do when you're at a carnival, you know, that comes to town and you get the little ping pong ball and you toss it into a fish bowl, you know, and you get a goldfish, but it lives for 2 days. That's wolf tickets. Or it's like the little boy who cried wolf, you know, wolf, 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 and nobody believed him. And then when there really was a wolf, the little boy died. I hate fairy tales because they're fucked up. But of course, Disney tells you a totally different story, because fairy tales are supposed to be happy. The mermaid is supposed to get the guy that she loves, but that's not how the real story goes. The mermaid loses her voice. However, she decides not to kill the guy, and she allows him to marry the woman that he thinks he loves. And she lets herself turn into foam. But then she is found by another spiritual thing, and she turns into a spirit that helps little boys and little girls be good boys and girls. And she has to live for another 250 years, proving that, you know, she did her job. And she made little boys and little girls behave themselves by blowing cool wind or something like that. You know, it's everything is not what it seems. And it's always been that way here in America, in China, in Iran, Iraq, anywhere you live. Nobody is ever going to tell you the entire truth. Freedom is not free. It's just a concept. But, boys and girls, I have a idea. If you want your freedom back, get up, stand up, and fight for what you believe in. Because, you know, you cannot depend on anybody else to do it for you. It's all about you. And if you don't get up, then you might as well sit down and lay down, because your life is basically over. And the freedom that you knew from before will not exist. This is 2020. We live in the information age. People can drive your cars from their home computer. You know, people can hack into everything that you do. I mean, Alexa knows your fucking address. Don't you understand? Big Brother is watching everything you fucking do. So why don't you make it stop? It's as simple as that. Stop. You have the power, but you're sitting back because you don't know what to believe. Follow your heart. Your heart is the most important thing. So, as the shortest month in history, first of all, happy birthday, Rosa Parks, okay, and all my Black Panther brothers and sisters, you know, happy birthday. I see you. I still see what you're doing for this country. I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, all lives matter. You know, Hispanic lives matter. Everybody matters. We're people. And sooner or later, we're all just going to be brown. All of us. Because love has no definition anymore in this country. And once we get rid of those old crones, life will be so much easier for us. Don't you agree? Of course you do. I see you smiling. I do. It's a beautiful thing, but you have to stand up. You have to drag your people and tell them this is what we gotta do. Because if not, you're killing your country. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, liberty and peace. Thank you, everybody who has reached out to me during my time of very sickness. I mean, I'm not going to get into the business of being completely fucked up and sick. I am very weak at this point, so I'm doing my best not to sneeze and cough. But I want to let you know that there still is hope. So don't lose it. Use the anger. Use the separation. Use the hate and atrocities that have gone in this country for way too long, for the past, since Mr. Orange has stepped in office. Use that to stop it, because apparently there's a lot of cowards in the Republican Party. Make them stop. Do not put that man in office again. Because I'll be an expatriate. You know, I have dual patriots. So I ain't worried about myself. I'm worried about y'all. Take care. Like we say in New York, take care of you. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. I'm out.
Darling, forever, forever, you can break my heart forever if you want to. I will play the part of a fool.
forever, forever. You can torment me, take my love for granted. I will always be just a
we got a mistrust. Anthony, I always love hearing from you, and I know you're going through an incredible condition with your lupus, and I know it's just like sometimes it just seems like there's no winning, but believe it or not, your existence is a winning. Your experience, your expression, your life, the people you touch, the people you've helped bring into the world, communicate, it's an incredible gift. And I don't ever want you to forget that. No matter how hard or how much you suffer and the pain that you go through, it's this beautiful experience of life, believe it or not. And that's one of the things I can honestly tell you, that from one friend to another, that it's true love, an appreciation of who you are. And I just want you to know that. That's the first and most important thing that I can tell you.
Dude, thank you so very much for that message, and I appreciate you. And yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm leaving behind a legacy that everybody needs to understand. You need to appreciate what has been given to you, and that is life. No matter how you live it, if you're sick, if you're healthy, it's life. And there's so many wonderful things to understand about it and to live through it. And I just want people to know that. That's all. It's your girl, the Guru. Thanks for calling. Peace. I'm out. What's up, boys and girls? Let's put a pin on this motherfucker. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, letting you know, along with Patricia Hawthorne, that it's gonna be alright. Let's put a pin in this bad boy. Let's change the world by putting positive vibes in the universe, listening to people like Maria Humphries, Red Sable, Professor Cybershots and Professor. Let's listen to, you know, people like Rashad Radio. Let's listen to all my brothers and sisters that actually, you know, call into the Guru Warrior Show and love the Guru Warrior Show. Let's listen to them. Let's create ourselves a new world, because everything is gonna be all right. It really is. As long as you continue to let people think, or let people, you know, steer your emotions to, you know, everything is fucked up, the whole entire world is gonna die, it's gonna do that. But if you think it's gonna be all right, and as long as you have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is very small, by the way, you can do it, you know? As long as you make your heart beat strong for the things that you want, you can have it. It's not witchcraft. It's just the way the universe works. And I tell you this 150 million times, if I must, it's very important that you understand that the universe does not work for people who intend to destroy love, hope, happiness, peace, health, and wealth. Not wealth as far as money or monetary things, wealth and love and health and all that kind of shit, you know? Wealth can be taken any way it must be, or it can be. You can be a slave, or you may be a slave and not even know it. If you bow down to the almighty greenback, then that's what you are. You're actually a slave. That, my brothers and sisters, is not freedom. Freedom is knowing that no matter what you do, no matter how much money you spend, no matter how much you give away, you're gonna get it back. Because why? Because the universe loves freedom. The universe loves reciprocity. And that's the word for the day. So the guru's going to take you out with the word of the day, reciprocity. Give, even though you ain't got a motherfucking dime to give, give it anyway. Because it's going to come back to you as long as you ask the universe to give it. ¿Entiendes? That means understand. I learned that shit a long time ago. You know, living in mixed neighborhoods, you have to learn how to speak all kinds of languages. And that's good. Remember, you know, the story of the Tower of Babel and stuff like that. I'm finding out bit by bit that these stories were taken from other stories thousands of years before the Bible was even created, or the Quran. So I'm not trying to tell you what to believe. I'm trying to tell you that there's something else out there that we need to try to understand. And that is unity. No matter what it is, no matter what religion, no matter what color, black, brown, red, orange, green, purple, whatever color you are, whatever religion you believe in, religion is the business. As long as you have faith and you ain't got to give your money to anybody, you will get what you need as long as you believe. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. Give what you want. And get what you give. ¿Entiendes? That means understand. Okay, good. I'm glad we had this talk. And thank you, Patricia Hawthorne, for giving us the inspiration that we needed for Wacky Wednesday, because I ain't whacking nobody today. I'm giving you inspiration, so whip it out when you need it. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. Let's do this together. All right? Peace.